The second half of the Mishnah is the reason why. And that has two parts to it. The fact of when Batei Dinim meet Monday and Thursday, and then the continuation of that, which is about the Tainus Pesulim part. The Reisha states the facts. The Seifa is the reason, which really has 2A and 2B. Essentially, that's our Mishnah. Let's figure out the questions we want to ask on this Mishnah that'll take us through this week and maybe the beginning of next. Now, what issues would you want to raise on this Mishnah? Questions you want to ask, things to point out, observations to notice. What would you want to raise on this Mishnah? Feel free to suggest some of the problems. Yeah, why not? What do you got, Max?
Why is it kind of focused on the Thursday of the 2 days and days? Why not on Monday as well? As opposed to focus on the Wednesday and the Thursday of the 2 days you can get married?
Yeah, in other words, what's this Mishnah about? If you had to give a title to this Mishnah, what would you call it?
When women get married.
And the answer is Besula's on, and Almana's on
Thursday.
And then the Gemara tells us the reason why Besula's getting married on Wednesday. What's missing? The reason why women get married, the reason why Almana's get married on Thursday, the reason's missing. Almost to indicate that the focus is not about when women get married, but when only specifically who? Besula's get married. But if it's only when Besula's get married, then what's weird about it?
Why
does it mention Almana? The question becomes the Almana of Shach. Why mention Almana and not mention why she is wet, why she's married on Thursday? Why mention that she is married on Thursday? Why does the Seifa of the Mishnah only explain half of the Reisha? And especially if you look at the first Tosefta, you'll notice the Tosefta is written much more clearly. It says, Besula is this day for this reason, Almana is this day for that reason. It almost begs the question of the Mishnah why it's written in such a, almost like the time to lose track of his reasoning and move on to the next Mishnah. What b'chlal is going on here? We're going to get to that question, Amir Tzashem, hopefully Thursday. But at least not today. What else is problematic or troublesome about the Mishnah? What else is worthwhile noting? We'll get to Tosis's question in a minute. I wouldn't have noticed that on my own, but Tosis's question is a fair point. What else? A few more points, I thought. Yeah, number one is what happens on Monday. If the whole reason why we want, I'm sorry, Sunday rather, Yom Rishon, if the whole reason why is Batei Dinim meet on Monday, Thursday, we want to get married the day beforehand for a Besula. So I understand Wednesday is the day before Thursday, but if they should also be able to get married on
Sunday.
On Sunday, why not? We'll get back to that question as well. That's like a fundamental question. Those are two major questions. I think we'll get back to hopefully on Thursday already. Tomorrow we'll do something else. One more major question, and we'll get to Tosis, is like almost a minor technical question, which is not a major problem, but the answers are unbelievable. What's one more major question, which hopefully we'll discuss already tomorrow? Yeah? There's one more major issue is, why do we want the guy to get married the day before? Basically, who cares? If he finds Tainus Besulim, then what? Then he will. Right, you want him to go to Beis Din and tell them what? That he found Tainus Besulim? So do it 2 days later. And what's Beis Din going to do if he found Tainus Besulim? Meaning, how does that whole thing work? Even if he makes it to Beis Din and he tells them, so let him tell them 2 days after the wedding or 3 days after the wedding, or if not, let him tell them one day after the wedding. And what does Beis Din do? What does Beis Din just make her out? Like, what happens afterward? That I will discuss tomorrow. It's an Machlokes Rashi and Rebbe Tam. That we'll get to already tomorrow. I'm giving you guys a break. In Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we should already start speaking a little bit in Hebrew. The Chorus now we start speaking a little bit in Hebrew, but I figure today it's a little bit of a lighter crowd here, so we'll get going. Tosis actually has a different problem. Tosis is bothered with a different point. I think those are the three major questions on the Mishnah. The first two are textual major questions that it'd be difficult to imagine Rebbe would have written the Mishnah without having realized them. The third one about what Beis Din does is an analytical question. It's already for the Rishonim, Rashi Ben Atam, we'll see in Machlokas tomorrow. But Tosis has an interesting textual point, a small technical a parenthetical point. What's Tosis's point? Carton, read the Tosis. Go, Nisses. Correct. What's Tosis's question? No. Why place emphasis on the? Who? The Besula, that Besula is Nisses. Why not place emphasis on the Chas and say, no, that Besula beyond Revi'i? Why is emphasis placed on the woman? The question assumes that what? The emphasis should be placed upon who? On the man. So Tosfos now has three answers. What are his three answers? What's the first answer? Part you continue. Right, and we always want a shorter lashon. We want to cut it down. We want to be mekatzer yoter. We want to keep the language as brief as possible, down in brevity. And therefore, does that change the assumption to the question that the focus really should be on the man? Who's the focus on? Still the man, right? It doesn't change it. Enoch and Ami, the focus should have been on the man. However, here's a new.
There's a reason why it's
a shorter way of doing it. And therefore, we'll put the focus on the woman, even though fundamentally it should be on the man. For technical reasons, good. Continue, Craig. What's the second term of Tosis? Correct. What's the second parent? Ain hachinami, the focus should have been on the man. However, if you put the focus on the man, what would there be? Maybe a hachinami that Bal Karchav works. One would think you can do what Bal Karchav? The Suin. Tosis isn't so clear, but it's the simplest reading of Tosis. The Maharshal spells it out black on white. But you can do it. You can do it in the suing Bal Karchav. What question we obviously going to have to ask at Nisuya? What's the Hamid of Maskar? Why would you think Bal Karchav can be done for the suing? Why not? And answer number three is what? What's the answer? Kiddushin, the focus is on the man because of a special pasuk. However, what is the default? What is the standard? What is the status before it that happens? Bechora on the isha. You follow that? In other words, Tosfos's first two answers are technical answers as to why the language used was women. It should have been men. The focus should have been nosin as emesula. However, there are technical reasons why not. Tosfos's third answer is much significantly different from the first two in that what? The focus is on the isha. We have to figure out why that would be true.
Right.
Okay. What I want to focus on quickly are the havamidas. There is a havamida that is suing can be done by Karl. I'd like to try and analyze that half meter for a few minutes. Why would someone suggest that a student can be done about Karachov and why not? So there's a. No, what do you guys find? Carpenter, tiny. Why would someone suggest you do a student about Karachov? So that's what many people suggest. The first, in other words, many Mefarshim said it. The truth is, Avraham ben Arambam develops this concept. People call him Avraham ben Arambam. Because he's defending his father against an attack from a Gemara by Yekhan. Gemara by Yekhan is discussing whether or not you can get married on Chol HaMoed. And the Gemara says, you can't do Nisuin. And you can't do Erisim. And for sure you can't do Erisim, which isn't even a mitzvah. In other words, Nisuin you can't do, but you can't even do Erisim with it, which is not a mitzvah. So many Mefarshim ask, don't you see a black on white raya from here that Kiddushin, i.e. Erusin, is not a mitzvah. By the way, it's the Shita of the Rosh and many others. and it's against many other Mefarshim. The Rambam writes Beferush in the Sefer HaMishnah, in the Sefer HaMitzvah, he writes it's a mitzvah. In the Chashid Ishas Perak Alpha HaBezi, he writes it's a mitzvah. In the Chashid Ishas Aleph Perak Gimel Halach Chav Gimel. The Rambam writes numerous times it's a mitzvah. So Rav Avram and Rambam stuck defending his father because the Gemara writes it's not a mitzvah. Nisun, which is a mitzvah, you can't get married for sure. Kedushin, which is not. So Rav Avram and Rambam explains, really, there's a two-step process. There are two parts. You have the haschala, which is the kiddushin, and the nesuin's a completion, the nesuin's a continuation. The nesuin finishes it. And therefore, the Gemara can write, kiddushin's not a mitzvah. It doesn't mean that kiddushin's not a mitzvah at all. In context, the Gemara, what it means is kiddushin, which is not a complete mitzvah, and therefore, nisun, which is a complete mitzvah, you can't get married. For sure, kedusha, which is not a mitzvah, i.e., a complete mitzvah, you can't get married. But don't take that gemara literally. Based upon that episode of Avraham ben Rambam, Ariel Carton wants to suggest that A, since kedusha and nisun are basically tahalich. It's one process. It's one ending. Therefore what? A kan balkar. Correct? That's your suggestion, correct? Since it's all one process, since Kedushin and Nisuin are a team, Kedushin begins the marriage process, Nisuin completes it. Once you jump on the ride, you take it off halfway. Once she commits to do Kedushin, she can no longer back out of Nisuin, because it's the Hemshah. It's the continuation of it. It's all one process. If you view this one thing, then you can't back out. Who says this Beferish? Where did you see, before I know to guess it, where does it come up? I thought it was Mashma from the Shikim of Kibbet. The Shikim of Kibbet says, as a Lashon as follows, he explains, Elohavi Kamar, Dehava Mina Deim Niskacha Beritzona. If you're Mekadosh her with her Ratzon, then Ditinase Bal Karach, you can marry her against her will, came to Kfar Niskacha Beritzona. Why? Came to Kfar Niskacha Beritzona. What does that mean? Who cares what she did for Ratzon? The answer is, once she committed to marrying this guy via Kedushin, Nisun is a natural conclusion, a natural continuation. Essentially, this Havamina is based on the Havamina ben Rambam. The one who says it clearest is before Ariel Karim is the Shikim of Kibbetz. Right here in Sukkos Daf Beis. Nu, Rabbos, if that's the case, the Havamina is based upon these two assumptions. Assumption number one is the concept, the Yisod. Assumption number two is the application, the Yisod. Assumption number one is that there's one package deal, A, and B, therefore, what? No, you can marry her even. Baal Karchav, Kamashmul on what? Kamashmul on what?
They're not connected.
Or?
They're separate entities.
Or?
Or you could say that.
Well, they are the same.
They are the same. You can marry her against her own.
If you could say they're two totally independent enterprises. Kedushin and Nisun are totally disconnected from each other. They're two totally different things. Just because she agreed to one doesn't mean she agreed to the other, and therefore Baal Karchav doesn't work. Alternatively, you can say, Af Al Pi, even though that what? Af Al Pi Shehein Kshurim Echad Le Sheini, a dying what still? Ein Kan Baal Karchav. Meaning, one can reject this Havamina in one of two fashions. Either you can say, no, you misunderstood what Kedushin and Nisun is all about. They're two totally separate enterprises. They're fundamentally different things. Of course, just because you sign up for one doesn't say anything about the other. Alternatively, they could be somehow connected, but just because you jump on the right doesn't mean you can't jump off halfway. How much of the Havamina was rejected? All of it? Or just the application of it? Lamai Nafkamina. Now, what's that conceptual difference between? First of all, what's the difference between the two possible Nafkaminas? what's the difference between the two possible maskanas?
The second one is more practical.
What do you mean by that?
Just
the second one retains some level of linkage between Kedushin and Yisur. The first one undermines it completely. According to the first possibility, the maskana is that Kedushin and Yisur are fundamentally different principles that have no relationship one to another. The second undermining the second assumption is, although they're connected, don't think it's to the same degree you initially thought, i.e. that of Balparacha. Lamai Nafkamina, two quick Nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one is what the Mishnah Lamelech says. Who saw the Mishnah Lamelech? What's the Mishnah Lamelech's point? He has an unbelievable suffix. The Mishnah Lamelech has an unbelievable suffix. He wants to know if a person reverses the order and does Nisuin first and Kedushin second, what's the halacha? And he says, I'm not sure. Mistapakti is his lashon. Says the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Yishus Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. If let's say a person does Nisuin first and Kedushin afterwards, is the marriage chal or not? And he says, I don't know. It's probably not focused on showing. If he does Nisuin and Kedushin, correct. He reverses the order. What might this suffix / machlokes rishonim depend upon? Correct. If it's a two-step process, stage one having to go before stage two, because stage two is the continuation, the completion of it, obviously what? It would not work. The only way you can begin to entertain the possibility of a nisuin working before a kedushin is what? They're two totally separate enterprises. And therefore, nafkamina number one is the Mishnah Lamelech. Nafkamina number two is how to read that Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara in Moed Katan had said, not only can you not get married on Yontif, you can't do it in Suma, but for sure you can't even do it here because it's not a mitzvah. Rav Avraham ben Aranman, how is he forced to defend his father to read that Gemara?
They're
connected, otherwise Gemara makes no sense. According to other Rishonim, how might they learn that Gemara? Literally, that Kedushin is not a mitzvah at all. And there's Taka Machlokes Rishonim whether or not Kedushin is a mitzvah or not. The Rambam writes, Kedushin is a mitzvah, while the Rosh writes, Kedushin is not a mitzvah. The Rambam writes, Kedushin is a mitzvah, he has to, that's why his son has to defend the Gemara. The Rosh, although the Rosh doesn't quote this as a source, he actually has another different source. The Rosh, right here in the first record, Sumas, if I'm not mistaken, it's Osir Beis, writes that Kedushin is not a mitzvah. The Rosh writes it's not even a hechsher mitzvah. The Rosh writes a person needs to, he can fulfill the mitzvah of perur urvu even without doing kedushin. Just take a pilagesh. Now, whether a pilagesh is mutter or not, according to the Rosh, is machlokas, the carpenter's sandal, and the Beis Shmua. But lechora, kedushin is not a mitzvah, kedushin is nothing. If that's the case, what bracha, according to the Rambam, did they got Kedushin? What bracha did they got Kedushin according to the Rambam? A berachas mitzvah. According to the Rosh, what obviously isn't it? Berachas mitzvah. What is it? It's a berachas shav vodah. One of the major differences between a berachas mitzvah and a berachas shav vodah is when you make the bracha beforehand or afterwards. Berachas mitzvah you make before. Birchas HaKavodah you make after. When do you make the bracha of Kedushin? If you had to guess, what would you speculate? What? The machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam learns the Shitasa that in Parakimul of Hilchos Yishus Halacha Chavkim, Rambam writes to make a bracha beforehand.
Since
it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Rosh writes that Kiddushin is not a mitzvah at all. And of course, Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. The bracha is a mitzvah. And needless to say, it goes afterwards. We'll leave behind the Shittas HaRaita now. It's not really relevant for our topic. I'm ready to far off. But essentially, this is the major way of learning this Havamina. There is, however, another way. We'll call it Havamina number two. How to understand why Baal Percha would have been a viable mechanism. Meaning, why would someone assume that you can do this through Baal Percha? Option number one is what Rashid Mikubed says, had articulated most clearly, based on Rav Avraham ben Arambam, who defended his father by saying Yushin and Nisuin are linked to national one. They're linked, but not so linked, or they're not linked at all. L'may nafkamina, l'mishnu l'melech, l'may nafkamina, had a meeting in Mari and Moin Kadim, which may determine whether or not Kedushin is a mitzvah, i.e. the bracha, i.e. the pilegesh, sogi, etc., etc. Questions? However, there may be another way of interpreting this happening. There may be a whole other understanding of this happening. What is it?
Whether it's considered a kingdom.
Correct. Maybe it depends not about Nisuin's relationship to Kedushin, but what is Nisuin at all? Many people believe Nisuin is a kingdom. Before she wasn't your full wife, now she is your full wife. You were Konah. You did something that was actively a kingdom. If that's the case, one may argue that what? You can do a Baal Percha. In other words, this Havamina number two has two assumptions as well. A, that the Nisuin is a kinyan, and B, therefore what? Baal Percha works. They do Baal Percha. Because kinyanim, you do Baal Percha. You buy whatever you're buying Baal Percha. What?
And you can't take somebody's thing without if it belongs to somebody else, the object is
well, you that's if you're buying an object from a person, you know what I'm saying? In other words, kinyan for things that don't belong to other people.
Yeah, but she's not after.
Well, who is she?
She's her own property. You know what I mean? You have to be kona at her for herself.
That's probably, in other words, even if you can take a step back. But what's that? The Gemara even had a Havnotosis alluded to it. And he even brought it as a riot, he said, in a second shot. That the lesson of Ha'ish Kona would be incorrect if you'd have a Havmina of Baal Percha. And Rov Rishon, with the exception of Rashba and Kedushin, Rov Rishon assumed that Peshit of Pimashmo, that you really can do a Kenyan on, you can do a Kenyan Baal Percha. And the heads that everyone gives is why? Because you're buying, in other words, the Havmina is that the Havmina by Kedushin, is that it's a Kenyan, and therefore it's done Baal Percha. The Maskan is one of two. Either it's a Kenyan not done Baal Percha, or it's not a real Kenyan, it's some type of Kedusha, it's some type of creating of a marriage or something along those lines. But the Maskan definitely is that you cannot do a Baal Percha. And if it's a Kenyan, the chor of the reason is because you're being called her from herself. But the only way you can understand that you can do anything Baal Percha is if it's a Kenyan and she has no say. No, I'll say it that way. A, it's a Kenyan, and B, she has no say. She is not the owner of herself, or at least not the owner of herself in such a context. What? By Kedushin or by Nisuin?
In general, that's just
control. Saying Nisuin applies to the same Kedushin. Some people have it. You should walk up to a woman and marry her against her will. Where does that come from? How do you begin that? Again, my son, it's not true. Thank God, right? But how would you understand someone? How do you put someone like that together? L'chor, you're making a Kenyan on an object that is all. The Maskana, the answer is no, it's not a Kenyan, or it is a Kenyan, but she owns herself and she doesn't want to do it Baal Percha. The Maskana, I'm with you on, but the Havni L'chor is it's a Kenyan. Kemash Malan, so do by Nisuin, the Maskana is going to be one of two things. Maskan is either going to be that Nisuin is not a Kenyan, rather than something else. We'll have to see, figure out what that is. Or the Maskan is that Nisuin is a Kenyan, but Baal Percha doesn't work. Why does the Baal Karchach work? Because she, Lechora, is giving herself over to you, she doesn't want to, like you're suggesting. And the Maskana is that Baal Karchach doesn't work because she doesn't want to be knocking herself over. She doesn't want to be, I guess, she doesn't want this. She has to give herself over. And therefore, the Havmin is that Nisuin is a Kenyan. Kamashkula, Nisuin is not a Kenyan. It's fundamentally something different. What is it? So here already my salvation pointed to a Rambam, which is an unbelievable Rambam. The Rambam, you know, you should back off a lot of Aleph has a few things which are really interesting. The Rambam says as follows in the Confucius. People call this Rambam? Kodem matan Torah haya adam pogiyan isha b'shok yibran tehu v'hi lisa usa machnisin l'tof beisa u'bola v'yon v'natzma v'tiyelo l'isha. Before the Torah was given, you wanted to take a woman as a wife. What do? You bring her home, take her to your house, and you sleep with her. Kevin shenas in the Torah. Get ready. What is the Torah about to change? Yistavu Yisrael shem yirtza isha lisa yisha yipnev shatchil v'fnei. What was the Torah's chiddush? To add in what? To add in kedushin first, and to add in kedushin in front of Aiden first. Does the Torah alter, change, transform the nesuin at all? Or not? Salvechik pointed out that it could be according to the Rambam. Nisuin is not a Kenyan, because to be a Kenyan, the Torah would have to innovate. The Torah would have to teach, the Torah would have to machadish it. Rather, what is Nisuin, says for salvation? It's a relationship. It's a mitzvah that exists. When man and wife live together, when man and woman live together as man and wife, there's a natural relationship. Every society in the world has a concept called marriage. It's not a halachic concept. It's just the factual reality. That's just, it's the real world. It's a mitzias. It's a the chalos nesuin occurs without being triggered by a Kenyan. Rather, what? Just a relationship that exists. And if that's the case, for sure it doesn't work Baal Karchach. Either it's a Kenyan that doesn't work Baal Karchach, or it's not even a Kenyan at all, and for sure it doesn't work Baal Karchach. Lamai Nafkumi, let's help articulate the difference over here. So it's a really important Ran, we're going to get to hopefully later on in the week or next week or something like that. Right here on Daf Beis and Sukkos. The Gemara says later on, if a person, what they used to do in the old days is they had a 12-month period between Kedushin, which is stage one, and Nisuin, which is stage two. And if, let's say, for whatever reason why, someone became onus and couldn't carry out the wedding, they couldn't do it, the man got sick, the woman got sick, etc., etc. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara starts off saying, Mistama, he doesn't have to start feeding her, even though they made a contract that they'd get married on the 5th of the month, and the 5th of the month comes, and what, he's supposed to start feeding her, but however, he's sick, or she's sick, so he doesn't feed her the 5th, he waits until he gets married. The Gemara, right, because those are considered onus. The Gemara then throws in the third example, which is Pirsa Nidah. She becomes a Nidah. She has a period. So the Ran says, you see from here that Chuppah, which is really the story, you know what it is? It's being Miyachid with the Isha. And therefore, when she's a Nidah, and it's usher to be miyachid with her. Therefore, what? You can't do chuppah, you can't get married. Then the Ram quotes Achirim. The Ram says, B'shem Achirim, Achirim Omer. You totally misunderstood what chuppah is. It's not an yichud, rather, what is it? It's hachnasa l'rishos. It's a way of bringing a woman into your house. The Ran even has a riot for it. He says there's a case where a person brought a woman to his house publicly, was never biyachi with her, never slept with her, and nonetheless, when he divorced her, the next time she got married, her ksuba was only 100, not 200, because she was nichshav ready to have done the ksuba. That kind of first day disagrees. Therefore, there's a major machlokas. What is chuppah? Is it ichur? Is hachnas l'rishos? So for starters, that machlokas itself has nafkaminas, meaning do you have to bring her to your rishos, or can you just do ichur anyway? If you bring her to your rishos in a public way, are you married? Two quick nafkaminas. Yichud not in your rishos, and you bring her to your rishos not in a public way. Nafkaminas one and two. Nafkamina number three would be a chupas nida. If we pass it, by the way, we find as that works. The Ram himself says it works. Look, Achil, you shouldn't do it, but yeah, it's fine. We pass the chupas nida works. But like Moshe Frank said, that's chupas nida. He was like, one of the people who's proud of this. Most people who have these type of situations don't talk about it. Moshe, like, my wife is helping. This is the way the day fell out. Am I embarrassed? Keep halach, I'm embarrassed. Wonderful. Moshe was like, what? But Moshe thought it wasn't the issue. Why? The wife's not healthy. She has a period. Every woman has a period, of course. It should be public about it. It's not public, but it's, you know, no reason to. Most folks can disagree. And like, it comes with many halachas. Nice shalom. It's not as bad about me, though. You know, for example, let's say a woman sticks out. One of our talks, you're not allowed to hand the woman something. You're not allowed to hand something. So if she hands him a salt, and you're like, you know, people are going to know. So most folks can say, opposed to embarrass her, just maybe. But Moshe's like, what are you embarrassed about? Just say, now, wife's an Ida, please put it down. Don't embarrass about it. You're embarrassed your wife's healthy, you're embarrassed to keep halacha, these things you're proud of. Most folks can don't assume that promotion. But kids, that really was my topic over here. Chupas Nida, does it work or not? According to the Ran, does it work? According to the Ran, and others, does it work? No, because Yichud is also with an Ida, assuming you never slept with it. Yichud is also with a nida, and therefore you can't do yichud, you can't do a chuppah, the marriage is no good. However, if it's a hachnas or a rishus, who cares if she's a nida? There's no value of yichud, the marriage is good. Bring it to your house.
But that wouldn't be
yichud
in itself, that
could
be
right.
A
public. If you bring it publicly, that could potentially be an afkamina. Another afkamina is what the Baal HaEter says. So the Ran quotes the Baal HaEter. The Baal HaEter writes, not only if she's a Nida, can you not do Yichud, but if you don't write a Ksuba, you're not allowed to sleep with her. And therefore, if you don't write a Ksuba and you do Yichud, what's the halacha? No good, you can't marry someone until you did a Ksuba either. Because the Baal HaEter takes a little bit of a different perspective. Come over here a little bit. Right, in other words, if it's yichud, is it stam yichud, or is it what? According to the Baal HaEter, what do you need? More than just yichud, what do you need? Why ksuba? Because without ksuba, you can't sleep with her, so what do you need? The Baal HaEter believes you need a yichud. The beer. And right now we have three possibilities what chuppah is, what nesuin is. According to the Acherim, it's hachnas l'rishos. According to other Rishonim, the Ran, starts out talking, the Rambam, the Baal HaEter, it's a yichud. Is it any yichud or a yichud haroi l'biya? That's my focus. We can see how much thing that looks like this. You can't do a chuppas nida. At the end of the day, if she's a nida, you know, b'diyam you can marry her, but l'chadchila you should. So at the end of the day, it works out that there are four shittas in terms of this. Shita number one is it's a hachnas l'rishos. Shita number two, three, and four is it's a yichud. And if it's Yichud, do you need the Ksuba according to the Bala Iter? Yes, according to everyone else, does. According to the Rambam, it has to be, she can't be a Nida. And according to the Ran himself, at the end of the day, takes a little bit of a, at the end of the day, he says, L'chadchila, she shouldn't be a Nida, but yet she can. And at the end of the day, three different permutations within the possibility of how Yichud works, nonetheless, the major Hakira is whether or not Nisuin, whether or not Chuppah is Hachnas L'shus or Yichud, comes along the pre-motion and says, what's behind this machlokas as to whether or not Nisuin, Chuppah, is Yichud or Hachnas L'shus? What's behind that machlokas? Is it a Kenyan or is it a Ishus? If it's a Hachnas L'shus, bringing it into your house, showing domain over it, like a Kenyan Hagbah, you bring it to your shos, like a Kenyan Mashiach, you bring it to your shos, like a Kenyan Chatzah, you bring it to your shos. If it's a Hachnos L'Rishos, it's a Kenyan. However, if it's a Yichud, you know what Yichud is? What's Yichud?
It's
starting a relationship between man and wife. When you're alone with your wife, you're living as man and wife. And especially if it's a Yichud HaRoi Liv, Bia, why is it a Yichud HaRoi LeBia? Because it's totally not a Kenyan. If it be a Kenyan, who cares if it's a Roi LeBia or not? The answer is you're not acquiring. The answer is it's a Yichud HaRoi LeBia. That's the most way of acting intimate, man and wife, being alone in a way where you can sleep together if you so choose. And therefore, it works out nicely a little bit. The Rambam, because the Rambam believes it's a mitzias, it's a yitziras ha'ishos, it's a creation of a relationship. Mashenk, you know the people who believe it's a, Mashenk, the people who believe it's a, what's it called? It's a, no, it's a kid. Questions? Two more quick naftaminis to the Shiloh. The Ur Sameach had a suffix. The Ur Sameach had a suffix as to whether or not you need Adim for Nisuin. The Ur Sameach didn't know. What might be behind that suffix, behind the two sides?
It's a Kenyan, you need to have Adim.
Correct.
Wait, did you say this once?
The Ur Sameach. The Ur Sameach had a suffix. He was Misupach. He didn't know if he needed Adim or not. So the way the Primoshe explains it, Primoshe quotes this bridge sacra, the Makoros Sumin Samach Ches Os Gimel. The Primoshe says, if it's the Siris Ha'ishos, you don't need Adim. It's just creation of a relationship. Especially if it existed before Matan Torah. What the heck were Adim? Torah never introduced a concept of Adim before Matan Torah. Of course you don't need Adim. It's the same Nisun that took place beforehand. It's just living together, man and wife. You don't need Adim to make a relationship. However, for Sinyonim of Ishus, like Kedushin, etc., you need Adim. That was a suffix. I thought if that's the case, Tarek, you hear that? Brother, you hear that for you? Yeah. If you believe that you need Adim, it's because it's a kinyan, just like Kedushin. If you believe it's a creation of a relationship, and it's the exact same relationship that existed before Matan Torah, of course you can't need Eidim because the Torah was never Machshav Eidim before Matan Torah. And if you listen to the Rambam, it's a beautiful deal. What's the deal with the Rambam? The Rambam says it's for a Kevin Shenos Natorva, Kevin Shenos Natorva, Yitztav Yisrael, Shemir Tzai Yishli Sa'isha, Yidne Osa Tchila, Bifne Eidim. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus only talks about what? Adim in the context of Kedushin, but not? Why not? So it's not a Kenyan, it's Yitziras Ishus, it's a creation of a relationship. But she does. We'll get one more nafkamina, I'll take your question in a second. One more nafkamina. The Gemara in Suvas establishes a principle that there's an equation. Anytime you can make a Tanai, it's because you can make a shliach. You can only, because there's a relationship. Tanai and shlichus go hand in hand. So the Achronim want to know, can you make a Tanai in the Nesuin?
Can you make a Tanai in the Kiddushin?
Absolutely. So the Achronim want to know if you can make a Tanai in the Nesuin or not. So the Achronim say as follows. Can you make a Shliach for Nesuin? So you cannot make a Ruba of the people, if I'm not mistaken, not everyone. I believe you cannot make a Kenyan, you cannot make a Shliach. You cannot make a Shliach from the Suin. So some Achronim say the equation makes sense. You can't make a Shliach, you can't make a Tanakh. And they explain what's the whole equation is built upon if you have a tremendous amount of power, a tremendous amount of koach. That you can even pass some off to a shliach. You can even stomach, make it tonight. You have the same amount of kolach. However, other achronim, forgot who, the pre-motion quotes, achronim both ways. Other achronim believe, no, the reason why you can't do shlichus is not because you don't have enough kolach. You don't have enough control, you don't have enough power. That's not the reason why. Rather, what is it? Because the suin's a relationship. It's living man and wife. If you would send a shliach, it'd be his wife. There are many Rishonim. Ruba the Ruba believe, even in Kinyonim, in terms of Kiddushin, that beer you can't do via shliach. You only do kesef via shliach. There may be one sheet out there that you can do beer via shliach, as awkward as it may sound. Do it here, go sit with this woman naked with my wife. I think it's like a tosefta or something like that, or a shalom, it's something crazy. I forgot what it is. It's really useless. But the answer is, it could be that Bia also with this type of thing. But in other words, the reason why you can't make a shliach is not because you don't have the power to make the kinyan, but rather what?
It's a relationship.
If that's the case, this shlichus tonight equation is only talking about kinyanim, where it comes down to how much control do you have over the situation. However, if one's a relationship, once we're talking about out of the realm of kinyanim, but now relationships, l'chor, the whole equation falls apart. The reason why you can't make a shliach is not because of your lack of control, but rather because it doesn't work. It just doesn't make sense that it should work. But that doesn't say anything about tanai, and therefore Achronim argue that you can make a tanai on the suin, even though you cannot do shlichus. Okay, that essentially is the second havamina. The second day in Tosfos. I'd like to discuss days 1 and 3, but let's take questions first. Yeah.
So, since you can't, in theory, you could say if it's just Atana Sadler Rishut, you could say, okay, so we'll tell the Shaliach to bring her into my province.
Just like any other Kenyan, you could.
Right.
Many
which
other
implies that it should be.
Now the question is, what Kenyanim can you, what Kenyanim can't you? The answer depends on how much control you have. If you have enough control, make a shliach, you have control to make a tanai. However, if we're not talking about achnas and shliach, we're not talking about kinyanim, we're talking about yitzirus aishim, we're talking about yichud and things along that nature, that being the case, you have to live with your wife as man and wife. That can't be done by a shliach, but not because, but the reason why is there's a unique halach about shlichas, nothing to do with tanai. It's not indicative about tanai. Meaning most of the time, shlichas is indicative about tanai. But that's because we're talking about kinyanim, we're talking about ishus, the whole thing falls apart. Okay. Briefly, back to Terutzim 1 and 3. What might be the difference between Days 1 and 3? What's by the machlokas, meaning? The difference between days 1 and 2 are whether or not you like this happening. One would say you don't need such a happening whatever technically. So two says, no, this is a really good happening. Okay, what's the difference between days 1 and 2 versus day 3? What's the machlokas over here? Meaning you discuss shita number 2 in Tosfos, and if Shita 1 and 3 don't like it, it's probably because they didn't think there was much weight to give to such a Havamina. We we explain why day number two thought there was a half mean, and apparently days one and three think the half mean doesn't exist. Okay. Now I want to know the difference between days one and two versus three. Meaning, who is the starting point? Who should we talk about? Who is the where do we get off the ground with? Do we talk about the Isha or do we talk about the Isha? You with me? In other words, what if we're talking, if you were to write a mission about marrying a woman, would you talk about the man marrying the woman or the woman getting married? The answer, according to days one and two, what would you do? You would talk about the man. However, for day number three, the emphasis seems to be placed upon the woman. What might be behind that, Shaya? Yeah? Well, the reason number, in other words, the first day in Tosfos is, hey, you should have made it no sinas habasul. The answer is, you're right, in a chinami. We should have. However, we want it to be makatzer yoter. Day number two is, you're right, we should have said no sinas habasul, but you draw unbelievably important false conclusions, i.e., you do this with Malkar. But fundamentally, you're right, it should have said, no sinas habasul. Day number three doesn't say that. Day number three seems to indicate, so you're wrong. The Sula in this case is great, and if you're bothered with why Kedushin seems to indicate otherwise, well, that's because Kedushin is a special Derech HaKasam, Ki Yikash Yish Isha. Mishnah could have said either way, no sinas habasula or basula nisus. So Rebbe chose one over the other. Now the truth is, if you'd asked me, I wasn't so bothered by it. When I first read the Mishnah, the first three questions I asked did not deal with this textual nuance, but it bothered Tosfos. Now the truth is, there was another Tosfos in the previous Tosfos, we talked about basula versus habasula. That I skipped over. Because also, I wasn't so much bothered with the question, but the answer I thought, the answer there I thought, she said, either had no depth, or I didn't see the depth. Here, I think the answers have a tremendous amount of depth, and I think we tried to discuss it in the last 45 minutes. What's the difference over here versus over here? So I was thinking, yeah?
You have to look at what's the function of the man and the woman.
Okay, we want to say?
Has something lost it.
So maybe what we suggest is follows. Going back to our question, is this suin an ishus or not? I'm going to throw out two possibilities. Possibility number two approaches to masculine folks. Possibility number one depends upon the exact same shot we discussed earlier on. Kenyan versus Ishus. According to days number one and two, why is the man the predominant figure? Because this one's a Kenyan. He's being called the woman. I used to say, Kenyan. While day number three will say what? No. It's Ishus. It's Yitzhak's issues, it's creating a relationship, and therefore she's at least as important as him. And it could even be we chose to focus on her because we definitely don't want to focus on him. I mean, Kedushin, you can't do that, because Kedushin is there, it's like also, Kiyakam Kishisha. But by the Suin words, the creation of a relationship, not a Kenyan. Day number three will say, of course, you start off with Basula, Nisus, etc., etc. There is, however, a second possibility, which I'm going to open up and not finish it, but the mixture will finish it on Thursday, assuming the days go as well as I like them to. But before I open this possibility up, I want to just make a point that the Shita Bukubet says makes. The Sheet of Mukubetsa points out that the entire discussion we had today was predicated on a stero, or at least a contradiction, but at least a difference between the Mishnah here in Ksuvus versus the Mishnah in Ksuvus, the Mishnah here in Ksuvus versus the Mishnah in Kedushin Dav Beis. Right? That here the focus is on the woman, and over there the focus is on the man. The name we look at the Mishnah in Kedushin, is the focus really on the man over there? The Mishnah there says, Ha'ish mikadesh ba ubishlucha, ha'isha miskadeshes ba ubishlucha. So there are those who have all sorts of technical reasons to show how the Mishnah of Mem Aleph really shows that the man is the guy in charge. Maybe because it's first. Maybe for some other reasons why the Achronim and Kedushin. The Gemara, it's not really Tosis' conclusion. The Gemara Kedushin itself, the Gemara Kedushin says that the Mishnah of Mem Aleph seems to prioritize and stress and put emphasis on the man. How do we even see that from Mem Aleph? Because it says both sides of the equation, maybe because the man is first, and there are other answers given by Achronim. We're not going to discuss it now, we're going to finish in a minute. The Shittim Lukabetz is something different. Shittim Lukabetz says, the Mishnah and Mem Aleph, who does it stress? When it says, Ha'ish Mekadesh Bo B'Shlucha, who's it stressing? The Ish. When it says, Ha'isha Miskadesh is Bo B'Shlucha, who's it stressing? The Isha. Why? Because we're talking about what he can do, we're stressing him. We're talking about what she can do, we're stressing her. Therefore, who is the subject of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah's takana over here. Who is it designed for? According to Dayas 1 and 2, who is it designed for? The man. According to Dayas number 3, it's designed for? The woman. So that's a really good question. That will leave the Tzara for the meantime. Al-Pi-Pashtus, which is correct, the third day is 1 and 2. Who is it designed for? The man marries his woman on. The man marries his woman on. Yom Revi'i, why? She'im, Hayalo, Tainus to Pesulim. Let's say he has a Tainus Pesulim. He says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. If he has a Tainus Pesulim, because he has Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, he's going to go to Beisdin and say, I found the Pesach Pasuach. Isn't that clearly designed for him?
You could say so.
Maybe somehow, and we're going to leave this to Tzarchia for the meantime, we'll get back to it probably not tomorrow, probably Thursday. We'll leave the Tzarchia. Day number 3 seems to indicate that the takana is not made for him, but rather made for her. If you want to see why, I'll take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. He himself says it's a fairish. But I'm really going to discuss that topic at length on Thursday. For me to explain what Shulchan Aruch means now is going to require a lot more time and knowledge that we have right now. Mir Tashem for tomorrow. The game plan is to figure out, okay, now the guy goes to Beis Din and says, Pesach Batsuach Matzasi, what does Beis Din do? What happens there? That's going to be the major Rishonim on the page is going to be Rashi on the Mishnah, as well as Tosfos, the fourth one on the page, Divrei Maaseh Shem Ha'ilo Tainus Pesulim, is a major machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. We'll get into that. You have to know the suffix, fake sfeika, the Gemara and Daf Tes. Tomorrow's going to be a jam-packed sugi as well. Do me a favor, for the guys who just came back from Poland who had the most intensive week of their life and then went to bed at 4 a.m. last night, whose names are not David Tabor, please feel free that with a tremendous and serious nefesh, made their way to come out this year. Amir Tzashem, please tell them that there are guys who taped it. Who's this? This is Diskins? And whose is this? One's is Diskins and one's is Tabers. Let them listen to the shir, catch them up with the notes, because they're going to have to, stuff that, to be on the Chazara. Are we to Chazara? Okay, Mir Tzashem, have a good day. We'll be back tomorrow morning with the next sugi, Rash Dos. What's farm to buy? I'll talk for just a minute, because I want guys to get down to the Mir Tzakha. But I'll talk about farm some other time, because let me wait till more guys are here. There's only 7 guys, and six guys, 5 guys, whatever. There's a handful of guys here. Let's talk about the farm next time.